Hi there. The word for you today is on being instrument rated. In Isaiah chapter 41 verse 10 we read, "Do not be dismayed, for I am your God." Today we're talking about being instrument rated for depression. Now, depression can make you do some pretty crazy things, like walk away from a good job or a healthy marriage, or turn to alcohol and drugs. The dictionary defines depression, interestingly, in these words: to be flattened vertically, or dispirited. Now you know why sometimes you don't want to get out of bed in the morning. The word depression is actually not mentioned at all in the Bible. The closest definition to it in Scripture is the word, quote, heaviness. Proverbs 12:25 says, "Heaviness in the heart of a man maketh it stoop." The toughest battles you'll ever fight will be those with your own mind. What's the answer? Start speaking God's word out loud. For example, Hebrews 13 verse 5 and 6, "For he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you," so that we may boldly say, "The Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me?" Pastor Sarah Otterbach points out, and I quote, "People say, the Lord has promised never to leave me nor forsake me. Then they go right back to discussing their problem. In so doing, they invalidate the power of what God said. The Holy Spirit is authorized to act on God's word when you begin to say what God said. When you dwell on your problem, it's like a pilot flying by sight and senses. But when you agree with God's word and begin to stand on it, you're flying by your instrument panel. So, get into God's word and get God's word into you. And start speaking it over every adverse situation in your life. Isaiah 55 verse 11 we read, "My word will not return to me empty," God said, "but it will achieve the purpose for which I sent it." So, you begin to say what God says.